So Rabbi Bose, what we'd like to try to study today is Simon Chaf Ches in the Sefer Harei Kedem, which is a Sefer based on Rav Soloveitchik's insights, in this case into Masechta Shabbos. And the title of this Simon is Be'inyon Shvisas Kalim. So he quotes the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Beit Shammai Omrim Ein Shorim Dio V'Samonim V'Karshinim El Kedeshi Shoru Mibodyom, which means that you're not allowed to soak the ink and the various herbs and legumes right before Shabbos, such that the process of soaking will take place during Shabbos. Now, if I can find, I have here somewhere, just give me a second, oh, maybe it's here. I have here a note in the English translation about how they made ink back in the day. So let me read this to you. He says that the ingredients to make ink is to soak, he calls it deposits of soot. I actually tried to Google this, believe it or not. I didn't see anything of the sort over there. But anyway, he says they used to gather together deposits of soot and mix these scrapings with oil or some other liquid to form a thick mass, which was then dried. So imagine you have this, almost like a, what's it called? What's the word to describe butter? You know, a something of butter. What's the word? A bar? I don't know. Anyway. So anyway, they had a bar of ink. It was like really, really dark. So, what?
Solid.
One more time?
It was a solid piece of ink.
Right, a solid piece that was dried by the sun. So you've got soot mixed with oil, and then you dry it in the sun. It makes a kind of a hard bar. And then he says, when he's ready to use the ink, he would dissolve this bar, and it becomes a fluid. And that he calls a writing fluid. So when he wished to write, he would dissolve this bar and use the fluid for writing. Then he's got something called soaking dyes. And he says that soaking dyes means he takes the dyes and he soaks it in water. And he says that he's liable for the malacha of lisha, kneading, because by soaking these dyes, he causes them to coalesce into one mass. So that's the case of dyes. So it's very interesting, because in both the case of ink and in the case of dyes, he's soaking, and as a result of soaking, he forms some sort of a thick mass. Now in the case of ink, he dries that mass. In the case of dyes, it sounds like, I'm not sure exactly, he doesn't say that he dissolves the dye. Then he has something called karshinin. He says karshinin in English is called vetch. V-E-T-C-H. A type of bean that is soaked in water and then used for animal fodder. So you take this bean and you soften it up and you give it to your animals. And here too, the malacha in soaking the beans is called kneading. And that's called lisha. And apparently, these beans, like the case that we discussed before of ink and dye, form one mass. Again, some sort of a bar or a mass. And he says, no malach is being done on Shabbos, but the malacha is not completed by sunset, and Beit Shammai forbid allowing this malacha to continue on its own into the Shabbos, because Beit Shammai holds Shvisas Kelim Doraisa. Well, he gives a fancy English translation. He says, the idleness from a malacha on Shabbos of utensils is a biblical requirement. I don't like that word idleness so much, but anyway, he's not allowed to actively use his kelim, such as the kelim are operating on his behalf, doing a malacha on Shabbos. So therefore, according to Beit Shammai, it's biblically prohibited to allow his utensils to perform a malacha on the Shabbos, and therefore he may not begin soaking these materials before Shabbos, unless the lisha, the work, will be done before sunset. Otherwise, the person will be setting up his utensils to knead the materials on Shabbos. So that's what I got out of the English translation here of the art scroll. He says, "B'gemara kaimalon man detona shvisas kelim doraisa Beit Shammai, aval didan leka isa shvisas kelim." We don't accept the opinion of Beit Shammai as far as shvisas kelim is concerned. Now he says, "V'hine tanya b'gemara." There's a brice on daf yutes amid aleph. Lo yaskir adam kelav l'nachri b'erev Shabbos. So a person is not allowed to rent out his utensils to a guy on erev Shabbos. But b'dalet v'hei mutar, on Wednesday and Thursday, it's permitted. Kayotze b'zeh ein mishalchin igros b'yana nachri. So we don't send mail, and the carrier is a guy on Erev Shabbos. And Tosas Kosu Ein Lefarash Mishum Shvisas Kalim Ukibet Shammai. He says the problem of a guy bringing the mail on Shabbos is not because of Shvisas Kalim, and this doesn't reflect the Shita of Beit Shammai. Actually, forget about the case of sending mail. Let's talk about the first case. Lo yaskir adam kelav l'nachri b'erev Shabbos. He's renting out his utensils to a guy. The Tos says it's not because of shvisas kelim. D'im kein afilu b'revi v'chamishi nami. Even on a Wednesday and Thursday. So what? I mean, the guy is the renter, and he's renting your kelim on Shabbos. So what good is it if you sign the contract on a Wednesday? It's irrelevant. If you hold of Shvisas kelim doraisa, then it should be forbidden even in that case. Ela kibes hilal svirule, the lesle Shvisas kelim. So why is it asur on erev Shabbos to rent out your kelim? Says Tosfos, Lefisha nira kinotel schar Shabbos. It's as if he's being paid for work that's being done on Shabbos. That's Tosus' Shita. So let's see if we can make a note of it, that according to Tosus, the problem of renting Kalim on Erev Shabbos is Nira Kinotel Schar Shabbos. That's what he says. Ulam Harif Hishmit Brisa Zu Me'alocha because of Amalamor Me'ashmatas Harif Hadasnan Rab Hadatan Rabbana Lo Yaskir Adam Kalev Lenachim Evishabis Velo Kosvar Rifzal Nira Midvarav Shehu Sover Debet Shamahi the Isa Lahu Shmisas Kalev. So again, according to Malamor's interpretation of the Rif, the Rif omitted this brisa about renting your kalim to a guy because he holds that that brisa reflects the shita of Beit Shammai, of Shvisas kalim. And we're going to paskin like Beis Hillel that there is no Shvisas kalim. And therefore you're allowed to rent your kalim to a guy on Erev Shabbos. Even though in effect your kalim will work for you, but nevertheless we hold that Shvisas kalim is not prohibited. V'nirim idvarav, he says it would seem from the Balamor, shehu sover debet shamehi di islei Shvisas kalim, that brisa reflects the shita beit shamah, and therefore you're not allowed to rent your kalim to a god. Uladidan, says the Balamor, but he himself, he talks in the royal we. Afilu Beis Hillel modu bazeh. Even Beis Hillel will prohibit renting kalim to a guy on Erev Shabbos. Mishum shenirakimatono. No, I'm sorry. Shenirakimasne. Lasos Molocha Bishabis. So the Tosus and the Balamor are very similar. Maybe a very subtle difference between the two. I mean, Tosus calls it Nira Kinotil Schar Shabbos. He's being paid for the work that's being done on Shabbos. The Israel is getting financial income. The Balamor says it looks like the Israel made a stipulation and he told the guy to do malach on Shabbos. Then he says, Ayin b'chidushe haritva dinokat b'das Rashi dahach b'raisa asir kibet shamay. So the Ritva seems to assume in Rashi, like we said in the Rif, that this brisa, which prohibits renting kalim on Erev Shabbos, reflects the shita of Beit Shammai. Ulech Ora, kein gam muchach bedas haRambam, shekasa perkvav milchus Shabbos halacha tezayin, mutar lahashil kalim ulaskiron legoy. The Rambam says you're allowed to lend kalim and rent them out to a goy. Afal pi shu osa be malach b'shabbos, the goy is going to use these kalim. They she'ein anu mitzuvim al shvisas hakalim. Aval behemto v'avdo osur b'nei she'anu mitzuvim al shvisas Behema v'Evet. So the Rambam seems to be totally oblivious to the Svara of Tosus, Svara of the Balamor. He thinks, and that's the way the Balamor said it in the Rif, that the whole Isur of renting Kalim is predicated on Beit Shammai. And we don't hold like Beit Shammai, we don't have Shvisas Kalim. The Ayin Ravid Shehisig Ola Meach Braisa Shalol Yaskir Adam Kalev Be'erev Shabbos Ulechora Haravam Svi Uledach Braisa Asi Kivet Shammai. So we pass like Beis Hillel. And, you know, it's very nice that the Raven, you know, he argues against the Rambam because of this Braisa, Lo Yaskir Adam Kalim B'Erev Shabbos, but that's called Lo Yaskir Adam Kalim B'Erev Shabbos is a reflection of the Shita of Beit Shammai, of Shvisas Kalim. So that's what we have so far. For Ramban, B'Molchamas, Toma al Shitas Bala Mor, B'das HaRif. Heich Efshar Lomar, Dahach Braisa Beit Shammai, Hare Mifurosh B'Dibidalid Vehei Mutter. On Wednesday and Thursday, it's Mutter, Beit Shammai, Teha Iser Hu Mishum Shvisas Kelim, Mainaf Gemina B'Eze Yomu Maskilo Kelim. Ukikushas atosus anal. And now he quotes the Ramban. Omar Akosev. Akosev, he's referring to himself. Chas v'sholom. Can't accept this interpretation of the Rif as presented by the Malamor. De'imishum shvisas keilim afilu berisham v'sheni na hamiyosef. Even on a Sunday and Monday it would be prohibited. Shekein birshus Yisrael osu liolam. Meaning, as long as the Jew owns the Kalim, it's always awesome to have these Kalim work on Shabbos. B'chein liskar behema v'avodim asul yolam. Right, it wouldn't make any difference if you rented a guy, your donkey, or your servant, it wouldn't make any difference what day of the week it is. As long as the skiris covers Shabbos, then you have a problem of Shvisas Behemto, Shvisas Avodov. And if you rent out your Kalim at the beginning of the week, you have a problem with Shvisas Kalim. That's the end of the quote. Umizeh Lomen Rabban Dahach Braisa Lav Beit Shammai. So it's not that this Braisa is Beit Shammai, because it can't be Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai would not have any flexibility, any leniency in the case of Wednesday and Thursday. V'hosiv oder Ramban Rayalze Teda Midalok Toni Shlo Yashil V'lo Yaskir Kidakatoni Li El Kulu Gavni Mechira Usha'ela Mashkon Valva Umatona. So again, so the Ramban is pointing out that the very fact that we are being makil in renting Kalim to a guy earlier in the week, it must be that we're not talking about Beit Shammai of Shvisas Kalim. So Ayin Beritva. Shekosav de Bischirus Lav Dafka Uladas Rashi Udeime de Isa Kibet Shammai Huadin Gam She'ela Asur. It makes no difference whether the guy is paying you rent. Right, we said according to Tosfos that he's getting money for Melecha Shabbos, right? The rental agreement brings in money for Melecha Shabbos. Then in the case of She'ela, according to Tosfos, if you're only lending him a kli, that should be mutter. But the Ritva points out that according to those who interpret that this braisa reflects Beit Shammai, even in the case of She'ela would be osur because of Shvisas Kalim. You know, you could even add a little bit of an extra oomph. You know, for sure it should be osur in the case of She'ela. In the case of Schirus, maybe you could say, well, the guy is like he's a partial owner of the kli, so you don't own the kli. But in the case of Shela, for sure you own the kli. He says, "Vatzarch im b'das habalamor mikushas harishonim." Right, the Balamor is learning that this price, according to the Rif, reflects the shita Beit Shammai. Is maishno reviv chamishi demuter harei chazinon Bidin shvisas behemto di osu lahashil ulahaskir legoy gam zman rav kodem haShabbos. Even if it's way, way earlier before Shabbos, you're not allowed to give him your animal. Whether you give it for rental and he pays you, whether you lend it to him, because yom mitzuvin shvisas behemto. So how could the Baal HaMor, in a sense, accuse the Rambam? And that's basically what Rashi seems to do, that this Braisa reflects the Shita Beis Shammai of Shvisas Kalim, and yet it's Mutter on Wednesday and Thursday. But before we go on, let's just think about this, if we can sort of come up with our own Mahalach here. I think what's going on here is that, you know, Shvisas Kalim has to somehow relate to Shabbos. Meaning, what you did was you activated your kli in such a way that the kli is going to work and do malacha for you on Shabbos. There has to be some correlation, some relationship between your activating the kli. I'll give you an example of what I have in mind. The Gemara says that to create beer, you know, you put the hops into a barrel, and it takes a minimum of 8 days, which means by definition it covers Shabbos. Are we going to prohibit beer making? I mean, there were some good Jews who made a living out of beer making. You know, they would sell beer. So what about Beit Shammai, who says Shvisas Kalim? So perhaps the answer is that in such a case, although the process overlaps on Shabbos, but you're not activating your keli on Shabbos. If you do something before Shabbos within a certain parameter, you know, there's like a halo, a certain circle of time that's related to Shabbos, then you have activated your kli to work for you on Shabbos. But at the beginning of the week, so when do we consider it Erev Shabbos, so to speak? You know, it's when, you know, the first part of the week is last Shabbos. And at what point do we enter into the, you know, the period of Shabbos? That's from Wednesday on. Like, for example, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to embark on a cruise in such a way that you'll be on the ship on Shabbos, unless you leave, you embark on a Tuesday. But on a Wednesday, you can't embark on this trip. And the reason is because already, you know, you're already setting up Chil Shabbos, so to speak, or you're undermining, you know, Kibud Vionig of Shabbos. But that's because, now again, I'm going off on a cruise. Again, in our climate today, forget about cruises, right? But I'm embarking on a cruise that I know is going to travel on Shabbos. So what good is it if I embark on Tuesday? But the answer is, again, my mindset, according to Halacha, of Shabbos begins when I get to Wednesday of that week. That Wednesday is already connected to Shabbos. So the same thing, perhaps, in Beit Shammai's Shvisas Kalim, we see you as setting up the Meleches HaKli. But to set up the Meleches HaKli, if it's that far removed from Shabbos, you know, the Kli might be working for you during the week, and then it continues to work on Shabbos. But that's Memela. That's not something that you activated. For you to be considered activating the Kli to work for you on Shabbos, it's got to be that you set up this program, so to speak, of the Kli on Erev Shabbos, or at least sometime before Shabbos that's related to Shabbos. Say Nochinami, whether you rent it to a guy or you lend it to a guy, according to Beit Shammai's Shvisas Kalim, would make no difference. But if you talk about what day of the week, so let's see what the Rav does with this. Vanira Levir Bazet, B'shitas harishonim anal, disfir lehu debishvisas kelim, eno chalos din bifnei atzmo, sheyishbos hakli mimeleches isur, ke'en chiyuv deshvisas behemto. In other words, in the case of your behemah, you have to make sure that your behemah gets a day off. That's your responsibility. Deshaini behemah deshayach bo leman yonuach. Right, the animal works very hard during the week. Give him a little bit of a break and rest on Shabbos. Diyama behemah osu melacha, if he's doing your work for you, lo karinin be leman yonuach. That's not a fulfillment of Laman Yanuach, whatever it says, the Sharchom HaMosk, and so forth and so on. Valken, Yisod Achiv Shal Shvisas Behemto, Hu Din Begufa Behema Atzma. That the Malacha, that the workload of the Behema should be alleviated on Shabbos. Aval Bekelim, Vada Yisod Adin Shal Shvisas Kelim Enu Bachefzada Kli. Because we're not saying that the kli is working. The efshal yachay says ma'isa melacha la kli atzmo. It's not like a behema which is working. A behema is sweating and toiling. I wouldn't say that about a keli. So it's not a din in the etzem ha kli atzmo. Rak yisoda isur mishum di al yedei ma'isa melacha bekli. Ha melacha misyacheses la bailin. There has to be some relationship between the work of the kli and the bailam, as if to say the bailam is working vicariously through the work of his kli. Uletzareif be meleches hakli la bailam, vavichisaron ba'din shaboson shal bailam. In other words, the bailam are not rested. You know, in the case of the behemah, it's not that the bailam are not resting. It's that the behemah is not resting, and you have a responsibility as the owner of the behemah to see to it that the animal rests. Here, in the case of Kalim, you're not resting. And why aren't you resting? Because you set it up that your Kalim should be working for you on Shabbos. It's as if you're tainted a little bit. You're working on Shabbos. Eino iser mishum aleches hakli atzmo, but rather, because the malacha now relates to you, the owner of the kli. Hashem ha'itayim on nire, the sfir leil harishonim anal, being Rashi and the Balamor and the Rif, the kol ha'isa b'schiris akum, you know, if he rents your kelim, hurak b'chaygav, the only in such a scenario, sha'bailim mosrim es ha'kli li'akum l'malacha. There's like a din of mesira. In other words, why is the malach of the kli related to me? Because I was moser the kli to an akum for the purpose of malach. The al yidei ha mesira, al yidei zeh, ha malacha nikreis al shema bailin. Ki ilu masrua adaite dehachi sheyasu ba maleches shabbos. Aval ima akum notla me atzmo Bizra, he says, if a guy would force and abscond with your keli, and he does malach with your keli on Shabbos, ein baze iser klal shel shvisas keli. This is very interesting. Let's say an animal would start a malach on its own initiative. Would I be responsible to stop the animal? Herein lies the difference between Shvisas Behemto and Shvisas Kelo. If the guy decides to abscond with my Keli, I don't have to worry about that. There's no Iser at all of Shvisas Kelo. The Din Shvisas Kelo ain't totally beguf HaKli. It's not dependent upon the fact that the Metzias of the Kli doing Malacha. Eluchiv Shvisa Shalabailim. This is an extension of the parameters of the mitzvah of minucha and shvisa of the owner of the kli. Ubishleim kshakli nimtza biyad Yisrael v'nasis bo malach v'chai gav liyolam ha'maisa malachim esyachais li Yisrael v'hu mechuyav v'mitzuv al shvisas kelev aval beschiris akum da kli ubershus ha'akum rak al yidei ha'mesir shal Yisrael chal kan din shvisas kelev. So when you rent your kli to the guy, then what makes that malacha relate to you? And the answer is that you are moser the kli to the god. Al pizei yesh levar yisod achilik bein skiris kelim bi erev Shabbos the osur levein reviv v'chamishi deshari. So what's the heter here on Wednesday? He says the yesh lomar the rak im akli nimsar li akum bi erev Shabbos. Havile ki ilu masra habailim hayisrael adaita demalacha b'shabbos. So when is this mesira considered a mesira that sets up the kli as if it's working on behalf of the bailim? That's only on erev Shabbos. On erev Shabbos, then the mesira is adaita demalacha Shabbos. The ikar chalos hamesira lebailim chal rak al zman akorov lemesira. So in order to be mitzarif the malacha of the kli to the bailim, we need a mesira. And that mesira, if it takes place on Erev Shabbos, means that the mesira sakli to the guy was for the kavana for adaita that this keli should work on Shabbos. But that's only if it's Erev Shabbos Samoch l'Shabbos. Then we can say there's a tzirif between the malacha, again, which is implemented by the guy, but in your kli, and your mesira. That was a mesira for the sake of working the kli on Shabbos. Ach ima kli nimsa b'revi v'chamishi, is tchashvina le ke'ilu nimsar Zman Rav Kodem HaShabbos. Ubazel lekatziruv bein hamesira shel HaYisrael lemeleches ha'akum b'Shabbos. Ubechai gav nechashvini lakli kilu hu nimtza biyad ha'akum e'elav b'Shabbos. Like the case where we said the guy took the kli on his own initiative. Shalomikoch mesiris Yisrael. So I think it's a little bit similar to what we were saying, but the Rav says it a lot better. You know, he says that there's a din of mesira for the sake of Meleches Shabbos. And that din of mesira only applies when the Jew hands over the kli to a guy, not when the guy takes it on his own. And furthermore, he says, moreover, it's got to be mesira on Erev Shabbos, because then the mesira is for the purpose of doing malacha on Shabbos. But if it's on Wednesday or Thursday, that's not a mesira for the purpose of meleches Shabbos. Does anybody want to comment on this before? Okay, then we'll stop here.